If you have a TV, you've probably heard a lot of this lately.
In 2016, Sid Miller was investigated by the Texas Rangers.
When Trey Blocker worked for Liberal Democrats.
Tough talk from candidates, but not much else. So it's not surprising that many of you simply ask us,
what are we voting for?
During the primary elections, Texans will have the opportunity to choose which candidates will appear in this November's 2018 ballot.
That's Secretary of State Rolando Pablos, the chief election officer for Texas. When you vote, you'll see a list of hopefuls for all of the state's executive offices, from governor to state land commissioner, plus the folks who will represent you in Austin and Washington. Basically, you're voting for who the real candidate will be. But don't head to the polls without checking your wallet.
What kind of ID do I need?
To sort that out, here's Jackie Callinan, Bexar County's election administrator.
Texas is under the voter ID law, which means that we need a photo ID. Texas has a very definitive list of the IDs that may be provided, and they're all posted at the sites.
Callinan says if you don't have a Texas driver's license, there are six other photo IDs that qualify, including a passport, military ID, or a concealed carry handgun license. Those can be expired up to 4 years and still qualify. If you don't have any of those, you can still vote by signing an affidavit swearing you are who you say you are. Once you have your ID all sorted out, starting tomorrow, you can cast a ballot at any of your county's early voting locations. Now, about those ballots.
There are people on the Democrat and Republican side I'd like to vote for. How can I do that?
Well, you can't. Voters must choose between Texas's Democratic and Republican primary. But Callinan says if you're unhappy with that party next time around, don't worry.
So every 2 years, that voter is eligible to select the party that they most align with.
This just applies to the primaries. During the general election in November, you cast votes for Democratic and Republican candidates. Now, another note. There are a lot of candidates in the running. Callinan says the March ballot will be one of the more lengthy primary ballots in state history, which leads to our next voter question.
Besides roadside signs, where can we go to learn more about the candidates?
The best way to find out is to go to the League of Women Voters election website, which is called vote411.org.
Elaine Wyatt is the president of the League of Women Voters in Texas.
You will be able to get information on the candidates that are statewide or Congress or state Senate or state representative. No matter where you live in Texas, that information will be on that website.
Okay, so you know what you're voting for, what ID to bring, and how to find out about the candidates. But a number of our Texas Decides question askers got existential.
Why should I bother to vote?
It really matters. It matters a lot.
For Wyatt, that's an easy one to answer.
In the primary, there are a lot of districts where the primary is what matters. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion in some of these districts who's going to win after the primary is over. So it's really important to vote in the primary, to pick the candidate who is best for that party.
Wyatt says casting your vote in Texas's 2018 primaries is especially important if you live in one of 8 voting districts with an open congressional election, that is, places where no incumbents are on the ballot. Now, go vote. Early voting begins Tuesday. The primary election is on March 6th. Reporting in Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.